You see, on this island that was constantly washed by the ocean tides, these great big ships, they would come up. And sometimes aboard these ships, they would bring all kinds of things from all different parts of the world. They would bring them to these islands that sat right off the coast of South Carolina. But sometimes, they would bring people. They would bring people to work on the plantation farms. Along this island, there was this one little boy. His name was Mentu. Mentu, she had a grandmother. Grandmother, her name was Tweet. People were afraid of her. They called her a root woman. She was no root woman. She was a healer. She was a nurturer. She was a doctor. And she understood what she was doing every time she reached back into her African ancestral memory to cure those babies and to cure those fevers that was running high. Mentu wasn't afraid of his grandmother at all. She loved him more than she loved her own self. Said that she was the one that pulled him from his mama's womb. She was the one that whispered his name into his ear. She was the one who raised him up to the sky and said, "Behold, the only thing greater than yourself." She was the one that whispered into his ear each and every day of his life, "Always remember to be strong, strong." Well, he grew up to be strong. At the age of 5, he would go up a tree quicker than a white-tailed squirrel. At the age of 6, he would carry 2 buckets. You see, they would carry these buckets out to the field when they would give drink to the thirsty folks that were working out there in the camp. See, tonight, today, working all day long, as my dad would say. One day, he said, "Me, Mom, I don't want to carry buckets. These buckets hurt my hands." She said, "Boy, you better carry those buckets. And you better be glad you're not out there working like those men and women in the hot sun." He said, "Me, Mom, do those men and women know about Africa?" She said, "Baby, some of them do and some don't. For some of them, Africa is slipped so far in the back of their mind that it can't be reached. For some of them, Africa done fell down on the ground like sweat falling down and being covered up like a new plowed road. But Africa never slipped from her mind because she was brought there when she was a young girl and she remembered the languages, many languages. She remembered the songs. She remembered the stories of the great things. Sometimes she'd gather the children around the fire and she would tell them stories. And sometimes she would grab that old goatskin drum and she would pound out an African rhythm. Well, this one day they heard the rhythms coming from the mountains. He said, "Nima, why are they playing the drums?" She said, "They play the drums when they're bringing the people from Africa." Well, the ship came up and they were unloading these young men and women, children. And this one young boy, he wasn't moving fast enough. And this plantation owner raised up his hand to strike that boy. And that boy caught his hand in the midair just like that. And everybody stopped. And everybody looked. And everybody listened. And then all those people, they began to sing. Can you believe this? They began to sing. Baba mi mo se yo se yo. 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 O se yo baba, o se yo mama. O se yo baba, o se yo mama. Baba mi mo se yo se yo. He said, "Me, Mom, what are they saying?" They're saying, "Mother, Father, God, deliver us. We know that the water has brought us here. Let the water take us back home." He said, "Me, Mom, can that water take me back?" She said, "I don't know, baby. You're an island-born boy." "Well, me, Mom, can that water take some of those men and women back?" She said, "I don't know, baby. Maybe some of them, but I think some of them, they done forgot too much." He said, "Well, me, Mom, can the water take you back?" "The water can take me back, baby," she said, "because I still remembers." "Me, Mom, you can't go. You haven't taught me about being strong, strong." She got down on one knee. And she gave him a kiss on both cheeks. And she took this medallion that she had around her neck and she placed it over his. And she said, listen to me, boy, and listen to me good. These folks are going to try to break you. I want you to listen and remember the things that I taught you. Remember the stories. Remember the songs. Remember the great ones. And then she gave him another kiss, and she turned around, and she started walking. Now, she was a seasoned kind of woman, and her back was bent. But every step that she took, her back got straighter and straighter. She was a seasoned kind of woman. Her hair was white like the color of the clouds. But every step that she took, her hair got darker and darker. And then she walked down to where those other men, women, and children were on the docks. And he was screaming, trying to run, but he couldn't. He stood there transfixed, trying to run. Mima, no, no, don't go, don't go, don't go. And she joined hands with those other African people. And they walked down into the water. You could hear the sound of their voices being muffled as they went down. And some of those plantation owners, they began screaming, stop, stop, yeah, stop, stop, stop. And they tried to grab at some of them, but their hands went right through their flesh like smoke on salt water. And one of those plantation owners screamed, nobody better not say nothing about this here. This didn't happen here. Nobody better not say nothing about this. This didn't happen. But you know somebody talked about it. There's always somebody to go back and tell. Well, mentally, he grew up to be strong. He found a beautiful woman that wanted to marry him. And they had some children. Yes, they did, a whole bunch of them. And their children had children. And their children's children had children. And their children's children children had children. Say one more time. And their children's 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 children had children. One more time. This one. And their children's 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 children had children. And they taught them what they knew through their captivity time. Through their freedom time. Right on up until our time. I'm getting ready to go home tomorrow and I'd be so glad. Oh, I love St. Louis, don't get me wrong now. I love it. But it's been kind of wet every day. Psych, I'm just joking. It was nice that first day, wasn't it beautiful? Okay. Don't it make you wanna go home? Y'all know it. Don't it make you wanna go home? You wanna go home? I feel goodwill sitting up on that old telephone pole, and that old Georgia sun is going down. It's been a long, long time, and I'm glad that I'm going back to my hometown. I'm going on down to the Greyhound station, everybody. Gonna buy me a one-way fare. And if the good Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, by tomorrow night, I ought to be there.